Jesus' closest disciples were not the only ones that were convinced of his resurrection. Once he appeared to more than 500 people all at the same time. Multitudes were so convinced of his resurrection and that he was their Savior that they suffered much persecution. For 3 centuries, the followers of Jesus were bitterly persecuted by one Roman emperor after another. Christians were fed to the lions, crucified, burned alive, and tortured to death in many other ways. Even so, the Christian church grew. As one church father put it, the blood of the martyrs has become the seed of the church. What difference does it make whether we believe in Jesus' resurrection or not? It makes all the difference in the world. It's a matter of life and death. As St. Paul says in his letter to the Corinthians, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. If we are still in our sins, of course, we have no hope of eternal life, for the wages of sin is death. Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. On the other hand, the Bible says if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. In his great mercy, God has given us new hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. Why can't we be saved by our own good works? The Bible tells us that mankind was created to serve and glorify God. But ever since the first man, Adam, disobeyed God, all people have been born with a sinful nature, and that because of our sinful nature, we commit all kinds of sins which separate us from God.